Track 13, more power to your pedals. There has been a boom in bike sales, and electric power-assisted machines in particular have taken off. Dominic Castle went to see what all the fuss is about.
There has been a boom in bike sales, and electric power-assisted machines in particular have taken off. I went to see what all the fuss is about. One of the positives to have come out of the past year has been the increase in the number of people getting out on their bikes. It has been a boom time for cycle retailers, though for some of us, the effort involved in pushing the pedals can be, for all sorts of good reasons, a little too much. But help is at hand. Alongside the boom in bikes has been a surge in the popularity of electric bikes, e-bikes. These are conventional-looking bicycles with built-in electric motors and batteries, which can really make a difference to the riding experience, allowing people who might not be the fittest, or, whisper it, the youngest, to roll along with a lot less effort. They have been around for years, but advances in technology have made them quieter, lighter, more sophisticated, and extended the range to a very useful distance. A number of companies hiring and selling e-bikes have sprung up around the county. One is Torque E-Bikes, based in a beautiful walled garden in the grounds of Thursford Castle. Olivia Hickling is the co-founder and the manager of the business, which was set up last year. I studied sustainability at the University of Warwick, came back to Norfolk and wanted to create something that would get people out and about, exploring our lovely countryside without putting more cars on the road. Something fun and accessible for everyone, she says. E-bikes really ticked all the boxes. With a range of up to 70 miles, depending on how much assistance you use, the bikes make light work of the rolling countryside. It makes going up a hill a breeze, though you still get a workout, says Olivia. They have different styles of machine, including a conventional-styled cycle, mountain bike, a fat-wheeled two-seater and a Dutch cargo bike, ideal for carting the children about. In fact, age is no barrier, says Olivia. We've had a range of ages from 14 all the way up to 85. They really do fit everyone. So, to test that assertion, I decided to put my 57-year-old backside on the saddle and see what all the fuss is about. The ride. One of the nice things that Torque offer, once you've hired or bought a bike from them, is access to a number of preloaded routes you can load to your phone. Fastened to the handlebars in a secure holder, you have a simple sat-nav. Realising that she was having a journalist as a visitor, Olivia cannily suggested the pubs route, a 20-odd mile circuit which takes on no less than 5 pubs and a coffee shop. Inspired. The bike I took out is a Gepeda brand, a German make. It was certainly well built. It had hub gears, like my old Sturmey Archer 3-speed, but with 8 cogs to choose from. Superb disc brakes, built-in lights, a dashboard at least as sophisticated as that on my Yamaha, and a pannier set, all ready for a picnic. With batteries and a Bosch motor, the bike is not light, but get underway, and as your little electric helper picks up the strain, you're rolling along nicely. It's quiet too, with just a slight drone from the engine. Now, the countryside in that corner of Norfolk is like a rumpled quilt, with enough lumps and bumps to keep a cyclist honest. So whenever I came to a rise, I kick up through the levels of electric assistance and zip up the hills as quickly as I've been managing on the flat, about 16 to 18 miles an hour. It was a revelation. It was also a super route, taking in the Walsinghams, Wyton, Warham, Langham and Binham, where I finally gave in to temptation and lunched. Stopping at each pub up to that point would have led to wobbly and probably illegal progress. The range hovered around the 60 to 70 mile mark until the last 5 miles or so, when I turned up the wick to race back to the wind to beat a wall of rain, and then it dropped to about 45 miles. Still plenty in the tank, as it were. If you find a conventional bike a bit like hard work, give it a go. Maybe take your significant other with you. Mrs. Castle seems keen, though she may have an eye on the passenger seat in that Dutch cargo bike. TorqueEbikes.co.uk.